pretty good, other than sitting in a traffic jam now.
You got air conditioning?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting in the cab of the excursion now, so I got AC.
Thankful for small miracles.
I'm very thankful for that one, especially this week.
Warm this week. I'm looking forward to the cool down next week.
So how's your day been?
I'm off tomorrow, so I got a 4-day weekend and looking forward to relaxing and maybe doing a little trip.
Take me a 4-day weekend too, and we'll take Monday off.
A good weekend to take off and recharge.
Just need a break with everything else going on.
We usually know when it's time to take a break and need those mental health holidays to get us back on track so we can be productive.
Yeah, if you don't take a break every now and then, you might come apart before you do.
We have to maintain just like we do a car or a truck. Got to work on it, change the oil, whatever the case may be, whatever it takes to keep it going.
A bit about what you and Jerry were talking about there last night about your antenna, but I missed what kind it was that you got outside your house.
One of the, I don't know exactly what you call them, to be honest, it's made out of what looks to be ladder wire, antenna, coax wire. Like, it reminds you of the old TV antenna wire. And a guy named Ed Fong out of California made it, invented it back in the late 80s, early 90s, and started selling them, and he still sells them, and they're just, you take and put it into a piece of Schedule 20 thin wall PVC pipe, and it comes already with a cap and the adapter for the coax soldered on it. So all you got to do is slide it in and put the top cap on it, and you got a good antenna.
I'll have to check that out. I figured that's what you used, which kind it was, but I wasn't sure because I know you'd mentioned that name before.
I like the antenna. I got two of them. I got one that I put up as my base antenna, and I've got a regular copper J-pole and another one. But I, honestly, I like this one the best. It's probably the cheapest of the three and works the best, and so far I've hadn't had any issues with it, and I've had the first one for about a year, and of course that copper J pole is probably 9 years old and it still works great. So any of the antennas that are sort of handmade, I like.
Gonna find me a way to get some better reception at the house. I don't know if it's just because the foliage has come out on the trees or what, but even my base station, it's hard for me to hear the repeater at the house right now.
Foliage could have some impact. What kind of antenna you got now?
Got a Tram 1481 up, which is 17 foot tall, and it's up on the roof of the house. So it's a good 35 feet in the air.
That sounds like it should work, no doubt. Those are, what I know about them, should be a good antenna.
Following up there, and I thought maybe that's what was going on, is just, you know, it wasn't doing all that great, because sometimes it would work good and sometimes it won't. I just, like I said, I don't know what the deal is. I can't figure it out.
External antenna I got, I mean, it's literally hanging on a pot hanger on the carport, so it's all 7 foot in the air, and bottom of it is about 2 foot off the ground. So that's about 5 foot total length, and that's it. And I mean, I can hit several, probably half a dozen different repeaters in the area, including this one, of course.
AN4VWA.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to hit the repeater on 2 meters, right? Penrose is kind of down in a valley there. And have you thought about a 2 meter beam with a rotator with azimuth and elevation?
No, I haven't. Why don't you move back to get in? Break it up.
On your end, brother, you're getting real scratchy. Who's on the other end there? Can you hear me?
I mean, there's a little white noise, but you're hitting the repeater fine. This is M4WHM Bill over here in Harlem.
Are you on a beam?
On a little 5 foot external antenna hook to my handheld, hanging about 7 foot in the air.
Patrick, have you got us again now?
Steve, I can barely make you out. I'm coming into the black hole of Henderson County up here, so I'll have to give you a shout when I get out the other side. I'll talk to y'all in a little bit. KO4HK, clear, and 73 to you, gentlemen, if I don't talk to you again this afternoon.
Well, listen, just in case you can make me out a little bit, I know where there is a 2 meter beam and a rotator with azimuth and elevation coming available. Reasonable. So, we'll talk to you again soon. Give me a call if you hear me.
KB2HXS Mobile.
KWC Mobile.
Dave, what's going on, big boy? Go ahead.
Steve! Yeah, I'm almost home. I'm just coming back from Anderson. A little bit longer day down there recording than what we thought it was going to be. I figured a couple hours in and out, but apparently not. So, over to you, Steve.
You got that tower up yet?
Oh, I got it almost prepped. I got the crank off of it. I got it together. I slipped the one inside the other. I'm getting ready to put a new crank on it, and I'll be doing some more prep work.
I just got a phone call. I'll be back in there with you shortly. KN4VWA, clear.
I'm just down the road. I know there's another station here. Go ahead and take it, KB2HXS. What?
KWC, anybody copy this?
Yeah, I'm here. KB2HXS.
Thank you. I got my little handheld out here with a rubber duck. Trying to see how it hits the repeater from the hollow.
You're a little noisy, but you're in there.
Appreciate it. 4GWC.